Good evening, everyone. I'm not in a very good mood, and that's very rare, really. It's a number of things. Firstly, I just didn't feel well today. I had upset stomach, felt sick. I don't know whether it's my kidney problems, whatever, whether it's the laxatives that I've reduced by half the amount I take. Anyway, what's that talking about? I had that this morning, and then when I went to sleep about 9 o'clock, when I woke up, it was fine. So I thought, okay. So I had something to eat, and then I came and did some bits and pieces around the house, and then I had nothing else to do, and I felt tired because I only had 3 hours sleep. Well, no, sometimes I don't get any, but I went and lay down again because Obi was asleep, and he still is, and I fell fast asleep, and then I was having a really weird dream. If I don't get to tell you this all now, I'll tell you, you know, if I don't get to finish it. I dreamt, you know, it was all mixed up, it was disturbed, and I think it's probably because I actually felt really nauseous in my sleep. I dreamt that I was back at my mum's house and that I lived there, and that I had my rabbits and guinea pigs still. I had 2 guinea pigs and I had a rabbit, but I'd forgotten my rabbit and I didn't know where it was. And then I went in my mum's cupboard under the stairs when there was a load of boxes, and I moved them out the way and I found the hutch at the back, and I put my hand on the water bottle and it was empty, and I thought, oh no, she's going to be dead in there. But when I looked, she was very thin because I'd forgotten to feed her. I mean, this never happened in my life, believe me. And she was still alive, but all her bedding was wet, so I thought I'd quickly get her out before my mum notices, because I didn't want her knowing what had happened. And then I was somewhere else, and it was back in the time when I was still with my ex. And we both had guide dogs, and we got into a taxi, and some bloke showed me into the taxi first with the dog. I got in the front, and he went to drive off. I think he was just turning round, but I said, no, there's someone else to come. And he said, oh, no, I'm not taking that one as well. And I said, why? And he said, because my ex had just taken in the dream his dog to relieve itself, and he'd only done a wee in the gutter. And he said, because he's been pooing all over the pavement. And I started having a row with him. I said, no, he hasn't, he's done a wee. I said, and he doesn't poo all over the pavement anyway. He goes in the gutter, and or if he did do it anywhere else, we would pick it up anyway. I don't know what happened. It was all mixed up, you know how things are. And then my phone rang. In reality, my mobile rang, and I was just really quite deep asleep, and I answered it, and someone was going, Mel, a man, and I didn't know who it was. And then it was my ex-brother-in-law. I mean, he's round my sisters every day. There's nothing in it on her side, but he's still hopeful after years of being apart. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, can you hear this? And I didn't hear what it was, but he said they were at the vets and my sister was having her dog put down. I mean, he's so tactless and insensitive, saying, can you hear that? Because she was howling at the top of her voice. She was hysterical. And I said, put her on the phone. And I said to her, now stop it. She said, well, they've got to have Oscar put down. And I said, I know, it's really awful. She said that his kidneys have completely gone. And I said, well, you knew that. I said, you can't leave him like that. She said all his mouth was inflamed and he couldn't eat. And I said, you've got to, you knew when you took him today that that's probably what they were going to say. And I said, now stop it. I said, I know you're upset, but sometimes I feel like I'm still comforting my little sister than when she was 6. And I said, you stop it now. I said, calm down, calm yourself down. It's okay, I said. He just don't get upset in front of him. You don't want to upset him just when that's going to happen. I said, he doesn't know what's happening. It's for the best. I know it's horrible. I said, I've been through it many times myself. And I said, and just think how many times the old girl, that's my mum, she's been through it even more than us. And I said, just pull yourself together. I said, get yourself together, come on. I wasn't hard on her, but I said, come on, get yourself together now. Stop crying. Just go in, have it done. I said, then you can do your crying. So she said, all right. She reminded me of a little girl. She went, all right. It was really quite sad. And then I got up and I didn't feel very well. I felt sick. Whether it's because that upset me, it was a shock to wake up to that. I had stomach ache. I had an upset stomach. I feel a little bit better now, but I felt really rough. And then Ronan came home. He'd been at my sister's and he came home because their dad's coming over in a minute. I'm just waiting for his dad and his wife to come. I'll do a little bit of recording on here so you can hear them. and they are coming over to give, they've just come back from Rhodes, they've been on holiday to Greece, and they're coming over to give the kids their presents. So Ronan came home and he said, did you know, Mum, that next door I've cut your bush down out the front? And I could have cried about that. I went outside just now. I'm angry about it. I'm very upset. I can't explain it to you, but between me and them, I mean, they're my new neighbours and they are quite nice, but why they've done that, I don't know, because it's not in their border, it's in mine, and it's right opposite my front door, and it's not in their way, it's behind their garage, or the side of their garage. It's a bit in my way, but it was a beautiful big buddleia. It was about 10 foot tall. I don't know how they can do that. They've got the nerve to do that without asking me first. I'm really angry about it, and I expect everyone else thinks I'm making a fuss about nothing, but I'm really pissed off about it, because I loved that plant. It was in full bloom, and it had big, long blooms, longer than my hand, that smelled absolutely gorgeous in the evening. When you come out of my door, the porch door, it faces next door because it's built onto the side of the house. Oh, I'll tell you, finish telling you later. Here they are. I can't let them in. Be prepared for chaos with the dogs. Well, it might be Connor. Hello, come in. Hello, Molly. Hello, man. How you doing, man? Here's Niall. I don't know where Lamb is. He's you know how deaf he is. He's asleep. He's asleep, so he doesn't know you're here. He's going to have a shock when he comes down. Hello, Molly. He's in bed still. I did wake him up. Yeah, because he got home about, I don't know what time he came up to bed. Oh, he's here. He must have been outside. I think he was outside. Oh, here we go. He's excited. All right. Here we go. Ronan!
Ronan!
Connor's not home yet. Shh. Now stop it now. He can't hear. That's the thing. You can't even tell him to shut up anymore. Stop it. I'd have to tap him. Stop it. Stop. Stop it. Right now. No? You've just gone the wrong way. You've got to see now. Ronan! Come on! Oh, I don't jump on my phone. No, get down.
Oh, they come to drop me off again, Mum.
Oh, no, Mum. Oh, stop it! Ow! Oh, you're on your foot. Stop it now. Stop. Otherwise, I'm going to shut you upstairs. If he keeps on, I'm going to put him upstairs. Sit. Do you want a cup of tea or anything? Coffee? No. The only thing I've got, which I'm not very good at making it, stop it, is shush. Stop it. Oh, no. This is too hard. Niall, go and get in your bed. And you, stop. The only cold drink I've got is... Brian's got one of those. You know those? I don't know if you've seen it. It's a tiny little bottle of squash.
Oh, yeah,
but I don't know how... I'm not very good at making it. Yeah, it's squash. And you just squirt a... I have to put 3 squirts in before you can taste it. I'm only meant to put 1 in. I mean, you can have that... I don't know. He should be dressed. He's only just... No. Ronan! Waiter! Oh, here goes Pig. Stop it now. Stop. Stop it now. So you had a good holiday anyway?
Yeah, it was nice. It just feels a bit like it. Even for, like I say, for me, it was a bit, you know, it wasn't... nothing particularly exciting about it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little bit bland.
Stop it.
For what we paid, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap, really, to be fair.
For what we paid, the food should have been a lot better.
We paid less for poor food, and that was better.
Oh, no, you're right. For 70. Yeah, all right. Yeah. How are you?
You've been out.
He's been on the road, haven't you, mate?
He's been out.
Yeah, I've only just got back.
Not long back.
How long have you been down there?
Only since Thursday.
Yeah, during the prison.
Hey?
During the prison.
Is that a nice shirt?
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Where'd you get that from?
Mummers.
Oh.
Did you get it in the market then?
Shut
up. Did you get it in the market?
So yeah.
Yeah,
the bazaar. The bazaar, yeah.
Hello, Niall. You've got to sit next to me, have you?
Oh, this dog has had pain when it's
to like you.
Cotton candy.
Oh, thanks.
Cotton candy?
Yeah, it's nice.
That's kind of fun.
Oh, thank you.
No. The red one is...
Let's have a look at this Turkish Delight. Did you go to the Turkish Delight factory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but that
other person didn't go. Yeah, yeah, they went there as well.
It's so good of a chat.
I know, I heard it. They did a recording of it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. I'll have to try and find it. Yeah, I'll try and find it. Oh, it smells nice. That just smells nice. What flavour is it?
It's cotton candy. It's...
pretty fluffy.
I know, yeah, I felt it. It feels like cotton wool. It's a bit, it smells lovely. It's like cotton wool. Yeah. No, oh, that bye-bye candy floss. I know, I mean, Turkish Delight.
That's not hard, okay? It's
nice.
Hello,
you.
Yeah.
He stinks as well. His breath is awful. Yeah, it's terrible.
You need to go
and breakfast. Oh, he's got to go to the... Have you had some of this?
No, I haven't.
Do you like it?
Nice.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, he'd like it.
Taster at
it smells lovely.
The nice.
Lovely.
Oh, no. I think them people are... people are. I don't think the Greeks are quite as full of it, are
no,
they?
They're not.
I noticed that, because we did that... We went when we went to Kos...
The blokes in Greece are very...
laid back,
yeah, very laid back and it was sort of Italian like, I think.
Did, really. Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
Side, you know?
Yeah, well, the women are very, you know, very
they're
friendly.
Really
did you lovely. Know did, in Rhodes, do they have motorbikes?
Not that many actually.
In Kos, it was like, oh, it's all bikes and motorbikes.
Yeah. We did see some.
Really
Lindos,
go,
wasn't
it?
Had it.
We did see motorbikes, but we didn't actually go that much.
No, we didn't really go out that
much,
to be honest.
Let's see if I can find this. I hope he doesn't start. If Molly gets up, it's when she walks about these starts, I think. No, he can't restrict her movement, but... We might have to restrict his. Where should we go? We've done it before. Oh, that box, the boxes.
I don't think we want to sit at the coffee table.
I don't mind sitting over there.
Does anyone else want a drink?
Yes, please.
Water, Coke.
I'll have a little bit of Coke, please.
Juice.
Lots of crawl. Sorry, mate. No, thank you. But you
can sit there if you want.
Is anyone watching this?
No, are you watching?
No.
Are you sure?
Put the football on?
No.
What size of football? Can we just have it off? I mean,
yeah, just
turn it off. I mean, can we just turn it off? Nice, I suppose, if we did sit round there, but it's just that box there is in the way for whoever sits by the window, which last time was me.
No, you
can't have
my dinner.
Oh, you saw this. I'm trying.
You saw me.
Mum, you're not allowed to drink Coke.
I can have a little bit once in a while, it won't kill me. Mm. Oh, you've done it, darling? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to move the table out a bit more?
I can pull it to one.
Yeah.
No, I'm just slugging on the floor. What can you come up a little bit?
I'm just going to move your iPad. Are we not having any iPads at the table? No.
Oh, okay. Dad, do you want Bombay Aloo?
Sorry, mate?
Do you want Bombay Aloo?
A little bit, please.
The scout one, mate.
Do you want Bombay Aloo?
No.
I'll have some, please.
No, I'll probably sit on the sofa.
Oh, what? Come on.
No. You got my mystery.
Oh, hold on, I can't take it at the moment.
Oh, yeah, there are six seats now.
Yeah. There's six seats, yes. You can get 10 round this table if you pull a little bit out, but... Oh, you're sitting there, darling.
Why are we going to get in?
Can you fit in there?
I'll just sit on the sofa.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Put it on the plate first, though.
Put it on the plate.
Well, what did you give me to eat with? Can I have a fork as well, please?
Popcorn,
no bread, onions, my garbage,
and that in the middle.
Your table, it's still not
alright.
Is anyone ice in their drink?
Yes, please.
Don't worry, then.
What, don't you want any?
No, don't worry, then.
We've got big
bag pies. Oh, yeah, I'll just bring it in, then. Thanks.
Oh,
nice. How long will it take?
Yeah,
it's
ever
gone. Let me do this way.
Which way?
Sort of to the right.
That way?
Yeah. Is that spilled behind you there?
No, not really.
Hold on, I'll move the sofas.
Does anyone want ice?
Come on then, mate.
Oh, that's good.
Because it's not very cold, so...
Mm. Do you want any ice?
No,
there's dips there.
Alright, that was very blatant.
Whoa, I just want to... No, dinner's gone.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do you want ice, ma'am?
Yes, please.
Or can I have a couple of this?
Can I have mine?
Seriously?
Yeah, honestly.
Can I have mine?
What?
Coke. I don't want to... We'll share
that. Well, for two, ask.
Okay, thank you.
This was it...
How big as that is all gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a 2 litre one. It's one and a half.
Oh, it just looks big.
Anyone want any naan bread or anything?
Okay, I remember.
There's loads of coffee on here. Did they send any salad, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little tiny bag.
Is that?
Mm-hmm. Who turned TV off?
Me.
I turned it on.
Okay.
Is anyone else having one? I want another card here. How many are
there? I don't
know.
Four.
I
have half of one.
So. No, why can't I have water, please?
Hey?
Can I have water? Another water.
Put some ice in it.
Yeah.
Have the coke, it's alright.
Do you want more
time?
Yeah.
That's true.
Do you,
Mum? No, thanks. I've got something in the fridge actually, but.
Upstairs?
No,
behind
the table.
Just throwing arms.
And some dumps. Those couple
of them. Well, no, that's plain. No, it's this. Right.
Ring him up on Monday, say if he's got any cancellations, so let him know. His gum hurts. Oh. He's never been to the dentist.
Oh, you're more impressive than you thought.
And then, as soon as he gets the UK and starts eating all the sugar,
Oh, why have I got a spoon? Is that the one you licked?
Oh.
It's not, is it? Who's
tomorrow, he'll be crowned Wimbledon 2014 champion.
Oh, you
Novak
might
Djokovic
be
and Roger Federer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Singles
but they said that
live coverage on BBC One.
They have to be as sure about me wanting it as we are that he wants to do it. You see what I mean?
Well, what an incredible qualifying session we were treated to today at Silverstone for the British Grand Prix. Change your weather conditions, and it was
all about
time. They're going
to run finally. Mind you, they have to, I suppose.
Because
we can't get back once it's gone.
Mm. Brilliant book, actually. Peter James, detective, I've got all the same Brian and Naomi and all that. And I told you, 13-year-old girl. She's
still
looking at the cutting off. I'm not going to do anything. You see, she's going to buy.
So they have to go into to make sure that the donor understands that even if, you know, people split up or whatever, it still stands because there's nothing they can do about it.
Now brings Iwana into the beating heart of Brazil for the last.
It's a one-off gift. Yeah. They call it gift, the gift of life.
I just see a hot button, a woman, a battalion.
to make sure the boat gets money out of it.
Well, they want to make sure it's... Because if you do it for money, it's for the wrong reason, isn't it? Mm. That's the thing.
Not, you know, there's a match on the island. It doesn't matter so much.
Well, we haven't got the same blood group, that's all we know, but he asked if there's anything they can do about that. They said yes, so they'll talk to me next time I'm in the clinic. I don't know what they can do, but whose blood group B and I'm A?
What am I?
I don't know. I think you're I think you two are positive.
Oh, positive?
There's something positive.
What does that mean? Isn't O the rare one?
O negative is.
Oh.
O positive is the most common.
Oh. So what am I then?
I actually don't know what you are. I'm A negative. No.
What's
that? Well, I know I'm a negative because when I was having the kids, I had to have an anti-D injection afterwards because if the kids have got positive blood groups, then the body can produce antibodies to fight them.
Oh,
you know, if you get pregnant again, it can kind of fight it off, because it's like, sees it's a foreign body.
You know, all babies get screened for blood disease now.
Do they?
Yeah, of course.
Well, has it become common then?
Yeah, it must be.
That's so funny.
How strange. Well, these were screened for it, weren't they? Remember that 12 urine bag one, do you remember that?
Why?
Oh, yeah.
We must have been in a corner without it being it.
We always get close, so very, very close.
Oh, look, a bit cut up in there.
Who told you that you wouldn't be appointed?
I've started before you came out.
I started.
I gave him a lot of mine. I was asked to start.
Go.
I gave Brains a lot of mine.
Why?
Because his was tiny and mine was huge.
Oh.
You gave him a lot of yours.
Oh. And I had some of Dad's, so.
You're all right.
Well, you had some of Roman, so at the end,
you're all right.
I was the one that missed out.
Curry.
Yeah.
I always miss out that, so.
You sit now.
That's what you get for being me.
All four games. On the update. Yeah. That's you on the update.
I'm going to start arguing about who's the oldest now.
It's hard to tell sometimes. Just see if you're listening or not.
Why are they carrying cameras?
When we go out, when I was here with my friends, we always used to get a few and then just share them.
I'm not between.
Oh, I don't like the curry.
Yeah, we know. We don't like that.
We can't really do that because no one else has vegetarian, do they?
Well, we used to get two or three veggie dishes. Everyone
had a bit of that.
And I used to be the one who chose most of them.
You know what they are,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, you guys
are
being jealous.
Don't go there.
What?
This is please, the names have cut the tree. Everyone is apart from me.
Yeah.
Why?
Done your favour.
They haven't done your favour. They could have cut it down a bit.
Oh, I said that as well.
Don't worry, we'll grow it back soon.
Yeah. They haven't taken it down to the roots, have they?
Probably.
No, they haven't. But still, they made it lovely.
It needs really cutting back a bit. Some of the branches need to take
off. Yeah, they're the thing, don't you?
Some bit of candy floss, Dad. Some bit of candy floss.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Do you have any
arm braids? No, I don't. It's late for me. I'm not very keen on eating arm braids.
It's going to turn into a pumpkin.
No, I just sit here in my guts.
Yeah.
8 or 9, don't we?
Okay,
yeah. And your band is stopped. And your band is...
Can I
have
it?
No, it's my film, sci-fi.
Oh, can I put it back here?
What?
That's all. The dip. Why are you going to put it back up there for?
Because if you spit it on the sofa, it won't come out.
I'm just going to put it on the table.
Yeah, but it would rip it.
Well, they're annoying.
Good point, Roman.
Roman?
Yeah.
What?
It's a good point, Roman. What is God is making?
Yeah.
Why is that so...
Oh, it's actually a
joke. Well, I'm not going to joke.
Where's the lid to it?
You might not mean to.
Well, could I add it on the soap, on the table? I'm going to leave dipping in it.
No, no.
Do
you
want me to borrow the dip in here?
Exactly, no, I won't put it.
Well, we don't know that.
I mean,
do as I say and not do as I do.
Exactly.
Danny Murphy looks like a tramp.
Is he?
He's wearing a tracksuit.
Well, no, because when you're a TV presenter, and everyone else is wearing suits, and he's there wearing a Ralph Lauren tracksuit.
Oh, that's Ralph Lauren, that's right, isn't it?
No, it's not okay.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not.
Okay, that's right.
That is not okay.
He's had a funeral Nike,
you wouldn't see Gary Lineker wearing a tracksuit on
what would he wear then?
They wear suits. Or they wear shirts and trousers.
Well,
it's a bit hot, isn't it, to wear suits?
He's wearing a t-shirt and a tracksuit.
Yeah, in Brazil, I think.
Yeah, it's hot out there.
So a tracksuit is...
So
a tracksuit is colder than a shirt.
Yeah.
Well, I hate tracksuits myself, but...
But he's even wearing a waistcoat.
Who?
The other guy.
I thought you were going to say he was wearing a waistcoat and a tracksuit. That would be a bit odd.
Who is he?
Look in the
Danny Murphy.
Danny Durfee. Ex Liverpool. Ex Liverpool Tottenham Fulham guy.
Oh, well, he obviously
didn't make
enough money to buy.
He's selling Ben Davies, right? Yeah. Selling Ben Davies. There's the player.
Yeah.
And Cambiasso, that'd be good.
Yeah.
That would be good. I do think Sandra's going to go
now. Oh, I'd rather call it Paulinho, well.
Yeah, he's a terrible
person. He hasn't played for the first game of the shot in the car, he got dropped.
I know.
And he was only playing because his face was suspended.
I think he was then mentioned at all in some of this game. Not once. I think by Luis Morris as well. What
time is Danny and Grandad coming now?
They're coming to dinner.
Your mum's phone number there. Is it 319? 309. 309. 309.
Senile old git.
trust double four. I think you see that 5-1.
And it's a very good finish. PSV League run against Ramos. See, Ramos gives him 5 or 6 yards there.
Yeah.
He's no slouch. So the way he gets away from him, the way he stays up, he keeps his balance, keeps concentrated. Again, wonderful finish. But this, he can go down here, right? The reason he doesn't is because he's got a sniff at goal. He's got space in front of him, and he knows that.
I don't know what happened when they defended him, because he wants to come out of three bands of two.
Exactly the same thing here. He has 3 or 4 defenders and he goes down to the
bands,
but he realises 1-1, 2-2, he's got a chance
of
scoring,
he's got a chance of scoring. I'm not being, I thought it was 1 short, really. I like to be free of the dogs.
I do, in a way.
Because when you're with...
And then you've got to worry about where they're going to go out to toilet.
Yeah, that is. And then you've got to worry about
people, if they're staying in a hotel, they all do the stuff to be delivered there. That's what they do, I think.
When you're at Devon, it's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's all right in this country.
But, I mean, you've got to be able to afford it, obviously.
And also, you know, before, you couldn't go on your own journey anyway, because you wouldn't know where you're going in the first place.
People use the GPS thing. I've got blind square, but I don't know how to use it.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
What do you want to
have? I'm over there.
Where is it, darling?
Connor, I think it's close to you, Connor. To your right.
It's on your mum's plan.
It's there.
Where?
On the arm.
Oh, okay. Oops.
There,
my mum is. Where? Oh, I got it.
I
want
it.
Okay. Okay, audio boo. They've gone home now, and I still haven't got over having my tree cut down, because when you come out the front door, the porch faces the side of next door's house, and there's a border that comes under my front window, which is between my porch and their garage, and then it goes round to the right in front, and then it goes right all the way to the end of the drive, which is about 50 foot. Now, the council put in a handrail for me, and they had to put it in to come from the door, the front door. So in order to do that, they put it on the inside of the border. So it goes all the way down to the end of the drive from my front door. So it turns the corner and it's on the edge of the concrete. So now my border is in next door's garden. But the bit by the front door isn't, because
I can't explain it, but the border is this side of their garage. And I suppose they think it's theirs because it's the other side of my rail, but it's not. So now they've gone and cut down my tree and I'm very upset about it. Obi thinks it's good, so does Connor, but me and Ronan aren't very happy about it and we think it looks horrible and it's really bare. There's another one out there, but it's not as big as that one and it was in full bloom. I'm really not happy about it. It was in the way a bit. It needed cutting back, but it did not need cutting down. And, yeah, I'm really, really upset about it. I've already cut down trees the other side in my back garden to please the other neighbour. So, and she is a miserable old cow. But these ones are new and they seem really nice. So I don't want to fall out with them over it. So just true to British style, I won't say anything. But I might get some flower pots and put them there so that they know that that's mine. It stands to reason it is because the border just goes round the side of their garage and under my window. So if I put some pot plants there, then they'll know to keep out in future, I hope. But I'm really not happy about it. I was only looking at it the other day. In fact, it was on Audio Boo and it had big pink flowers on it. It was lovely. I'm very sad about it. Anyway, I've got to go and do dialysis, order my groceries, take a chicken out the freezer for tomorrow, and I've got to call my sister at some point because I know she'll be very upset and I've been putting that off. I haven't really had a chance, actually, to be fair, but I will do that before the end of the evening. So I will bid you good night for now and I'll probably be back tomorrow. Bye for now.